Now, James Harden this year, after the All-Star break, had one of the best seasons in the NBA, and I still think he's one of the top 10 or so players in the league. He wasn't in the conversation for the MVP like he was the previous season, but and I'm broadcasting live out of Houston, Texas right now, and there was plenty of criticism even for him in Houston this year. A lot of people blamed him for head coach Kevin McHale getting fired like 10 games into the season. People blamed him for being out of shape when the season started, saying that, you know, if he had come into the season more prepared, they wouldn't have been an 8 seed. He had beef with Dwight Howard. Some people put that on him. Some people put it on Dwight. He was dating a Kardashian for a little while. I mean, there were just a lot of things. People that were looking for reasons to dislike James Harden found plenty of them. And, of course, it's always legitimate to question his defense. There's ample video evidence for that. But there's one thing online today. People renewed their criticism of James Harden in droves. And it kind of scares me. Because I don't know where these like really aggressive shoe critics came from, where they've been hiding and what happened, like where they came from all of a sudden. Because James Harden and his like huge deal with Adidas has a new signature shoe. It hasn't come out yet, but someone leaked a picture of one version of his signature shoe, and it's kind of an ugly looking thing that's chocolate brown, and then it has like a fat sole underneath the heel that almost looks reminiscent of a wallaby. Like it's kind of got like a thick rubber part underneath it. It doesn't look like anything you would play basketball in. And the tweets that people put on these shoes were just unreal. Like Whataburger, which is a fast food joint based out of Texas, said, make these non-slip and they would be great for working at Whataburger. That's one tweet. Another one, Adam Zopf writes, James Harden's shoe looks like evidence from an arson investigation. Kevin Phippen writes, guys, let's not pick on James Harden's shoe. We know he can't defend himself. Jensen Karp writes, James Harden's signature shoe looks like something Geppetto would carve for Pinocchio. I mean, there's like 80 different ones I could read out. I mean, matter of fact, there are probably thousands. But this really reminds me of when Steph Curry came out with his signature shoe, or rather Under Armour came out with the new Steph Curry 2s. And one of them, not all of the Steph Curry 2s, but one of them was all white. And I don't know about you, but the majority of shoes, if you make them all white, they're going to look like something your grandfather would wear. They're going to look like something that like a nurse would be forced to wear with scrubs. Like they're not going to look like really cool basketball shoes if they're in all white. And he got just destroyed for those on the internet. Like, where did this like subset of our population come from that waits on one bad version of a new signature sneaker and just roasts it on Twitter? The shoe trolls just came out of nowhere. These sneakerhead shoe Nazis, I don't know at what point they started forming in droves. I don't know if they discussed their tactics. I don't know if it's just a Twitter thing, but James Harden is the latest victim of the sneaker snobs, sneaker Nazis. I don't know exactly what I'm going to call them.